you made it through all the starts and stops of your tech business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can count on a network of benefits to keep going, including access to over $1,000 in business and travel value annually. And thanks to 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you and your plugged-in engineers can get rewarded for working in the cloud. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Nike stock fell after the company projected a larger sales decline than expected for 2025. What are your insights on this situation? And is now the time to load the boat?
I think there are 40 or 50 other companies that are better than Nike. Kudos to executive management there. I appreciate you. They have to stop re-rocking the same Jordans and Dunks. People are tired of buying them. Fix it. Crocs on your ass. Y'all ain't did no one Salehi. Y'all need to go make things right with Kanye, Don C, and Kyrie. Y'all want to just push everybody to the side. Okay, cool. And it worked when we had a keyword of night, zero interest rate environment. Ain't no desire or desire for them re-rocked pandas y'all keep putting out. So now you need more creators with a certain hue to bring audience. And you guys also have a profit margin issue. I keep saying my two biggest things in 2020, I would say automation, like emails don't matter, investing for the long term. And then you have to be in the luxury goods market. So now you have Crocs, you have Lululemon that are on your ass, Adidas, cool. You have a whole bunch of, and then you have biggest competitor of Nike. It's not Adidas, it's LVMH. If I have to pick between wearing certain goods, will I look better in the luxury good or everyone on earth is your competition? And because you didn't maybe secure Kanye and do what you needed to do with Virgil and then Kyrie, those are three creative powerhouses that you lost. And I don't know how you're going to get them back. At some point, corporate needs to realize, unless you're making something substantial like large language models, what NVIDIA is making in their data centers in Blackwell, you don't have a competitive advantage if everybody can go remix your old designs and go put them at another brand. Do right by Kyrie. You should have did right by Kanye. You should have did right by Virgil. There's other creatives that have not been done right. And now you have to deal with what you're going through. No, it's not the load the boat time.
I would not load the boat. I'm not invested in Nike, although I am an avid sneakerhead and have plenty of Nike sneakers. Mm-hmm. At the present time, I'm not. For a number of the reasons that you said, I think the first thing is, especially in sneaker culture, the lack of innovation and the shoes that they're making, they hit a gold mine. They hit the gold mine of all gold mines in the 80s when they got Jordan. Kobe was great for them. Still is. I'm glad that they brought that brand back. LeBron
didn't treat him well or the family. Let me just speak on it real quick.
They figured it out. But they did figure it out. We can, right? Vanessa didn't have to go back.
There shouldn't have been a gap where it wasn't figured out.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think it should have expired. I think, he's one of these legacy athletes. Prior to him passing, he's a legacy athlete. He's a legacy brand inside of the company. Mm-hmm. But there just hasn't been that innovation, right? Like in the mid-90s, you had Zoom technology inside the shoe, right? You had Nike Air in the mid-80s. There hasn't been that innovation in the shoe. I know they tried the VaporMax thing. It didn't grow well. The 270 was a shoe that was different. It wasn't a recycled one. And so because they haven't had the innovation, and I'm glad you brought up LVMH, is because that's where it's been for the past 10 years. It's been, let's collab. And so they have collabed with LVMH, right, on a shoe. They have collabed with Off-White. They have collabed with Carhartt and Union and all these brands. But those are remakes of shoes that exist. There isn't any innovation inside there. But it also is a microcosm of the sector, If we look at Lululemon's performance over the past 3 years, down 17%. Adidas is down 26%. Under Armour, forget about it. These are their direct competitors in that athleisure space. So there is a tick down. What was surprising, like they already said that they were going to have a decline this year. They estimated it to be a 3% decline based on the earnings that they reported on Friday. It's looking like a 10% decline.
Yeah.
That's... Yeah. I mean,
Abenaki falling $51.
It was the worst day in the history of the stock on Friday. And then they're already expecting year over year decline for the year ending in May 2025. Mm-hmm. So like, you're already telling us your future guidance is like, we're going to lose money in profitability. We're going to lose money in revenue. Should you even touch it? I'm not.
Should have got Kaepernick back in the league.
Right. And yeah, on a bunch of these social issues, you missed the mark. Over and over. And again, you have your biggest athlete now. His time, I mean, what, 1 year, 2 years maybe for LeBron? Maybe.
Maybe. But
who's next? Zion, that didn't work. Jason Tatum, I don't see kids gravitating to try to grab Jason Tatum's shoe. Ja, I thought maybe he had a chance from the basketball.
Y'all didn't sign Anthony. The fuck y'all
did. Well, they missed on that too. But I just don't see the innovation from the shoe and from the face of the brand, right? The logo was the face. Then you obviously the Jordan brand will continue. But even now, the sales on Jordan have slowed down.
You better call Sonny Vaccaro and go back to Nike and hand out that money under the table how y'all used to do.
Or more Tinker. Tinker more than anybody when it comes to innovation for Nike and all their shoes. But they don't. Who's the Tinker now? We don't know.
Y'all let New Balance get hot on y'all.
New Balance is hot. They on fire.
On fire.
New Balance is definitely on fire.
If you just happen to look, and they have consultants, don't get me wrong. But when you look at like executive leadership, do they look like they may buy a lot of the product that the culture may wear that they're selling to?
And that's just not me. I'm with the culture film.
You got well played. You have to eat your own dog food. But what do I know? I'm just a guy, a pundit, a right wing pundit on YouTube. Well, I'm finna go on my little Fox News run. Come on. Y'all wanna go with me? Fox and Friends.
A late night show.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.